Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, Zach. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
All right. I'm Terrence Lampkin with Crop Dust Trucking.
Hey, Terrence, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good.
I received a letter or whatever saying I was pre-approved for a loan.
Okay.
Or whatever,
okay.
With you guys. And I want to call and ask you for a favor.
Sure.
Like, I receive a lot of these, and I filled out the application one time before and went through all the hassle of getting bank statements and sending it to you all. Went back 6 months on my bank statements or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And end up, and I still wasn't approved for the loan.
Okay.
You know, and this is kind of called like a false advertisement or whatever. Can you have them to stop sending me this right here? You know, because, you know, I'm not approved for a loan, so will they stop sending it to me? Because
no, so you just wanted
next
to
time
take,
I get
take
one, I'm going to get my attorney or whatever, because this is false advertising.
Okay. Well, it says the business is approved for the loan. I don't think it says that you personally are approved, but I can definitely have you taken off the list.
I'm saying I sent information and stuff, and they're saying I was still not approved or whatever. But they sending me these checks and stuff in the mail like I'm approved. We'll just take tell them to stop sending them to me because
sure.
It's kind of
what's the name of your business?
Crop Duster Trucking.
Crop Duster Trucking. Duster Trucking. Okay. I will look that up and I will make a note to stop sending you our pre-approved letters.
Okay. You know, if I'm approved, send it to me, but if I'm not approved, you know, why send it to me and tell me I can get this and then I get my hopes all up to get a loan or whatever and then
Are you looking for a loan?
Yes, I am looking for a loan or whatever, you know, and it's real frustrating.
Sure. Well, let me ask you a couple questions. What are you looking to do?
I was trying to buy me another trucking trailer. I was trying to get me a $35,000 loan, but, you know.
Do you have a quote for that, for the truck and the trailer?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know what? I can, you know, we have the business pre-approved. I could actually get you some feedback inside of 24 hours. We look at 4 months of bank statements, you know, the first two pages of the most recent business tax return and the quote on the vehicle and the trailer that you're looking at, and I can turn around and I can get you some information probably by the end of today if you wanted to see if you were approved. We have a simple one-page application. You know, so I don't want to, you know, drag you along and, you know, wait days on end or weeks on end to see what kind of approval you could get. I can really get you some feedback quickly.
No, I don't want to do it because I don't even want to get my hopes up and get all excited and, you know, it's not approved or anything, you know.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What did your business do in sales last year?
I started off in August.
Uh-huh.
From August to December, I made $72,000.
Okay.
I grossed $72,000, well, a little bit over $72,000.
A little over $72,000. And then what are you on a target to do this year, do you think?
Well, right now my truck is down or whatever. I'm having a problem with my truck.
Oh, no.
And that's what my main purpose of getting the loan. I was trying to get another truck and, you know, I was going to get my truck fixed or whatever.
Yeah. So, you know, I could, let me ask you this. How do your bank statements look? How's the cash flow for the business? Is there, you know,
once a week, I'm depositing at least $4,000 a week or whatever.
Okay. And how would you rate your personal credit?
I don't have good credit. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have good credit. That's probably why.
That would be, I'm trying to figure out, because it sounds like, you know, your business is on the up and up. So I'm just trying to figure out why you would not be approved. Credit is a big issue. Would you say that it is above or below 600 or above 600 or
yeah,
where would you?
It's below 600.
Okay, so that does make it difficult. You know, it makes it difficult in regards to credit is almost is everything. So, as far as bringing on equipment, typically we do work through credit tiers A through D. I have seen people be able to bring on vehicles and things of that nature with a credit score right around 600, but that is like kind of the cutoff right there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, mine's just low. You know, I'm just honest with you.
Yeah. I appreciate it because I wouldn't want to.
I told the guy that did my application or whatever. And he was like, oh no, it's no problem. You still be able to get it or whatever. You know.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to, you know, blow smoke up your butt and lie to you. You know, I'm straightforward and I'm honest with my customers. That I would say that that would be the issue that's holding you back from getting that new vehicle. Have you looked into like working capital loans? That's another thing that we do, and that's just based off the sales of the business. We can loan you 10 to 15% of what you did in sales last year. I'm not sure if that could help you out, maybe help you get your truck fixed, but that's still a possibility. You know, we help people with below average credit all the time to bring on operational capital for the business. And this sounds like this might be a good thing for you to get your truck fixed so you can get back out on the road and make some money.
No. All right. Well, no, I'm just going to hold off from get my credit card everything straight and get back going.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Let me give you my number though. Just, you know, down the road, if you want to look into bringing on another truck or bringing on some capital, you can always give me a call. I'll be more than happy to help you out. We've already kind of established a relationship here a little bit. Is that cool? Can I give you my contact number for a couple?
Sure.
Okay. So my name is Zach, spelled Z-A-C-H. And then if you have any further questions, you can always call me directly at 858-779-0426.
26?
Correct. And that'll go straight to my office. There's no extension or anything there. So you can, anytime you have any questions, you can always just go call me directly.
All right. Thanks, man.
Yeah, yeah. Have a good day. And hopefully we'll talk in a couple months.
Okay. All right.
All right, man. Thanks. Take care.